This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Shelly Rivera, Shelly Riva, date of birth 12/09/1974, date of appointment 10/05/2023, requesting physician Brian Hall, B-R-I-A-N-H-A-L-L. Dear Brian Hall, I have the pleasure of seeing Shelly Rivera today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 48-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who on 8/22/2023 went to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S, due to vision changes. Her blood pressure was high. She was confused. There was no weakness, no numbness. Speech was slurred initially. She was having headache at that time. MRI of the brain done in the hospital, which shows several foci of restricted diffusion within the left frontal lobe, anteriorly left upper occipital lobe, and right inferior occipital lobe, appearing consistent with acute to early subacute ischemic infarct, possibly embolic. Echocardiogram and TEE did not show any cardiac source of emboli. She had heart monitor for 30 days. Report is pending. Going to see hematologist for a hypercoagulable workup. Vision is still not clear. Hemoglobin A1C 5.7, sat rate 24, fibrinogen 5.09. Headache comes and goes about three to four times per week. Frontal, mild throbbing, no nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia. No dizziness, Tylenol helps. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, hypertension, GERD, past surgical history, leaky bladder removal, breast reduction, endometrial ablation, allergy to penicillin, adhesive tape, medication, Synthroid, Lisinopril, Hydrochlorothiazide, Aspirin, 81 mg daily, Famotidine, Atorvastatin, 80 mg PO daily, Zyrtec, multivitamin, Bupropion. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is working in an office. She is married, live with the husband, have two children. Family history, mother deceased with multiple stroke and diabetes and hypertension. Father alive with diabetes, hypercholesterolemia, two sisters, one with diabetes, one with hypertension and anemia. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, physical examination, blood pressure 160/90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart SMS2 regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. extraocular movement intact. There is a minimal right facial droop present. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose node is metria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2-4. Plantar responses are flexors. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait no ataxia. Rombach test mildly positive. Assessment and plan. 48-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, stroke in the left frontal lobe anteriorly, comma, left upper occipital lobe and right inferior occipital lobe. Number 2, blurred vision. Number 3, minimal right facial droop. Number 4, Rombach test mildly positive. Next paragraph. Her TEE and echocardiogram are normal. Patient needs hypercoagulable workup. She is going to see the hematologist for that. Patient also need long-term heart monitoring to find out the cardiac source of emboli. I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.